Hello.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, it's
Who?
Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Local Splash?
Yes, we're the company that does your website and the Google and the Bing and all of your online presence. And I was calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, really? You know what? Because right now you know a lot. I know you may true, but you may, I really afraid to do anything information on the phone. You check it out and contact later. Okay.
So if you like, I can send you my direct line and you can verify that I'm actually with Local Splash, and then you can call me back to update, or you can update the payment online. I can send you the login.
Yeah, I can look at my bank, and I know the phone number in there. I can call. You know, I know you may it true, but right now I have many phone scam calls. That's why I'm afraid.
Yes. So I want to let you know that the card that we have on file is a Visa ending in 2794, and it's saying that it's no good. But I also want to let you know, Cindy, that your company, since you've been working with us, you're a loyalty client. You've been with us for 14 years, okay? So in the time that you've worked with us, your salon has been found on the first page of Google 21,011 times, and you've had 506 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask customers when they call you how they found you?
Yeah, but I don't have any card. You say end of what number?
It's a Visa ending in, let me see here. It's ending in 2794.
And how much I pay now?
You pay $99 every other month. You're on a loyalty program. So I would get this past due payment up to speed, which is the one from June 10th. Your July 10th payment is free, so you would be paid in full until August 10th once you pay the $99.
Yeah, but still have a time today. It's only June.
Uh-huh.
Right? My next payment, when?
Your payment is past due from June 10th. So it's a couple of days. Today's the 16th, so it's 6 days past due. So your cycle is on the 10th of every month, and you're a loyalty client, so you get every other month for free. Now, I want to let you know that the payment started failing back on, let me look here, back on September. So the system had a glitch and they didn't charge you for November, January, March, or April, or May. So the June 10th payment, because it was a glitch on our end, is the only thing they're going to have me collect. They're not going to have me collect all those ones that were missed. But you only pay us every other month. And it's so that when somebody's in your area and they look for a haircut or color or salon, we're making sure that your salon shows on the first page every single time. So that's why I said you're probably getting a ton of clients from this, because the dashboard's showing 21,000 times you were found on the first page of Google.
I know, but the thing, how do I know it? How do I know? Because, you know, like I told you, I have sometimes it's not real call. I hope it is real, but how do I know?
It is real. I can show you something right now. I'm going to send you a link because we also do Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo. We have you on 60 directories, but I'm going to send you a link right now to your Google listing. You know what? I called the salon number and it forwarded over to your number. Will you get this text if I send it, or should I send it directly to your cell phone?
Because my phone connects to my cell phone. Sometimes
okay.
I'm not at the shop.
So will you get a text if I sent it through, or should I put your cell phone number in directly?
You can put my cell phone directly if you...
Okay,
if you
what is it, please?
408-642-9044.
Okay. So I'm going to text you a link to your business profile on Google, and then I want you to click on your, where it says Delight Hair Salon, click on your website, and it's going to show you that the website is not active right now, and that's because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down off the site. But that way it will prove to you that Local Splash is actually the one that's doing all of this placement for you.
Can you tell me the last time they checked me, I can look at my bank?
Yes, August. Your September payment was your free month. So the last time you paid was August 12th of 2021. And that was on the visa ending in 2794. Matter of fact, someone updated that for you because before that we had a visa ending in 6517. And then there was a problem with that card. So they called out and they had updated it to the one ending in 2794.
2794. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have this car with me right now. Okay.
So did you see the link that I sent you on your text message?
Yeah.
If you click on that link, you're going to see Delight Hair Salon on Yelp, Delight Hair Salon on Google. You're going to see a couple of different listings, but on your Delight Hair Salon on Google, you see website, directions, call. If you click on website, you'll see your website comes up as delighthairsalon.net, and it says at the top there's an orange banner. The information here is no longer being updated, and that's because we're having trouble with the payment. I'll send you a link to your site
okay,
also.
Okay, and now I put the name, I put my name or the shop name.
For what? I just wanted you to click on the link that I sent you.
Yeah, it just says you get information.
Oh, okay. You can just go to Google and put Delight Hair Salon.
I saw in here, now they say you get information. What I should put my name or shop name.
Where you put the shop name, Delight Hair Salon. Do you see the site? I sent you a second text with a link to the site also.
Now the phone, I put my shop phone or my cell phone.
I don't know what you're trying to do. Are you trying to log into your dashboard?
Now they say update if you are the owner. Request information.
No, I don't think that that's right. So you clicked on the link that I sent you and it's asking you to update it?
Yeah.
That's weird. Let me send it to you.
No. I click on the website.
Okay. Oh, no. This is if, let's say somebody puts in hair salon and they see you on the first page. most people, they're going to call you and they're going to book an appointment right away, okay? But if they're busy or they're at work and they can't, they'll put their information into this form and you'll get a lead coming through your site that they're trying to book an appointment. But you don't have to fill this out. I just wanted to show you this so that I can prove to you that this is actually the site that we built you, the local splash site. Do you see how at the top it says the information here is no longer being updated? There's an orange banner covering your phone number. You see? So once you pay the $99, that orange banner will come down.
And now if I want to pay, what I do?
I can update it for you right now. I have your billing in front of me. So
But if I do it myself, how I do?
If you do it yourself, I'll send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting, and you can go on and do it yourself. So do me a favor. Go to my.localsplash.com.
My what?
My dot, so my dot localsplash.com. And that will take you to a page that says username and password.
Local,
so L, it's my dot L-O-C.
Okay, I see now. And it says username and password.
Password. So the username is CindyTran09, and it's all lowercase, all one word. I think that might be the beginning of your email. So CindyTran09 is the username.
And password?
Is B-E-F-O-U-N-D. So be found, but it's all together. There's no space, and it's all lowercase. Be found.
Can you say one more time?
Yes. B as in boy, E, F as in Frank, O, U, N as in Nancy, D as in David. So be found. And once you log in, it's going to say, your subscription is suspended. Click here to reactivate. And once you do that, it will allow you to put the billing in yourself. But if that, you know, if you have any trouble, I don't mind helping you do it either. I have your billing
where,
in front of me.
Where did you say when I go, what I do?
So did you put in the password and it let you in? Or what are you seeing
now?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what does it say? Does it say local splash terms of experience or does it say, okay, so scroll all the way to the bottom and then you have to click the box that you're authorized to update the billing and then put your name in and hit confirm signature. Now, since your name, oh yeah, it's just Cindy Tran. There's no middle name or initial. It's just Cindy Tran and hit confirm signature.
What did you say again? What I need to do?
Put in, scroll to the bottom of that page, Cindy, all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
You see there's a little orange arrow that says confirm signature?
Yeah.
Yeah. So put your name in that box. And then above the line, there's a little box that you have to check that says I'm authorized on the account. So check the box and hit confirm signature, and then
oh,
it will
let... product in monthly theater, like $99, but they don't say
yes.
$99.
Yes, you pay $99 every other month, so I'm going to collect the one for June 10th. The July 10th one is free, and then you're paid in full until August 10th. Now, if
but
you want to do the...
say that.
What does it say?
It They just say Jelly Bun Yellow, 99 premium listing bundle, yellow, I don't know.
Yes, okay. So let me see here. I'm trying to get to the same thing that you're looking at, just so that I can, hold on. I'm gonna try to log into and see if I can see what you're seeing. I think what you're seeing, Cindy, is, do you see anything at the upper right in a circle that has your initials like CT? Cindy Tran, CT, is there a circle at the upper right?
No.
Okay, do you see three lines at the upper right?
No.
Okay. So any tabs at the top at all that say home, leads, website, do you see anything like that?
No, I see like cancellation and refund and at bottom signature, my name, your name.
Oh, yeah. So that's the problem. Just plug your name in that signature box and hit confirm signature. You're stuck on that page, which is why you didn't get through to the next page yet. So hit confirm signature, and then you'll get to the page where you can update your billing.
Yeah, I put my name, I click already, but they don't do anything.
Okay, can you go back and try to put it in on before you hit click on your confirm signature? You have to check the box that's above your name.
You know, because I do travel today, that's why I'm a bit busy. Can I do when I come back next week?
Let me see here. I'm going to try to help you get through here. 1 second. Can you do me a favor and just try to refresh your screen real quick? Because I just hit the...
I'm on the phone.
What does it say now? So, Cindy, why don't I just update the billing for you, and that way you can get to your customer? Because right now you have a big orange banner on the top of your site, so people might think that your salon's closed or something.
I know, but you know what? I out of town, and another one, we out of town, we come back next week. Even now, people call, we still cannot do it.
See.
Can I do it when I come back, maybe Tuesday?
So, okay. Yes, but it once we get the payment, it takes 1 to 3 business days to get that orange banner off the site. So it would be better to do it now. That way, by Tuesday, your site is fully active again. So I have to let the technicians know that they have to reprogram the site to get that orange banner off.
Yeah, but now I cannot do it.
Okay.
Yes, I please accept the term by checking off the above checkbox.
Yes, check the box. And then go up below the box and type your name in and hit confirm signature.
What box? What box I check?
Right above the the name. You see there, it says Cindy Tran.
Yeah, but that box, they talk about cancellation and refund.
That's, all that is it shows that you're authorized on the account. So it's not like it's another salon trying to log into your account. All you're doing is you're checking the box to show that you're authorized on the account. That's all that does.
Okay.
Yeah. So once you've checked the box and put your name in and hit confirm signature, it will
now
say,
oops.
Yes. So click on that. Click on that. Reactivate account. This is where it's going to help you to put your billing in. So click on the orange button that says reactivate account.
They say next billing date like...
Yep, 10-16-2021.
Why
they
say next billing...
remember I told you our system had glitched and they didn't charge you for October, for December, for February, or for April. So I'm not going to charge you for those old invoices. I'm going to collect this old one from October, and then I'm going to push the next billing out to August. So you're going to be all paid in full because that wasn't your fault that our system glitched, right? They should have charged you in October. They should have charged you again in December because every other month they bill you for $99. But once you hit that invoice, if you click on that invoice, the 756217, you'll
mm-hmm.
see billing information, and there's that Visa ending in 2794. You can click change at the right, and if you click change, you can put the correct billing in. And then once you put the correct billing in, I'm going to send you an email that old invoice is paid, and I'm going to send you another email that shows that your next invoice isn't until August of this year, August 10th of this year.
Now I go back. I don't see change now. It says reactive, but they still run around.
So do you still see relevant yellow premium listings bundle? Do you still see that?
I see the active account, but they still run around.
Okay, click on reactivate account again. See what happens.
Yeah, they just run around. They're not, before I see change, but because you told me click at the number, I click the number and I go back and now they just see active account.
Oh, it doesn't say change?
They changed before, but I don't click change yet. I go back and now see active account, they just send it out.
Okay. So, I mean, now you know that I am who I say I am because you're on the dashboard. So do you want me to just change it for you real quick and put the new number in? And then that way you'll be done with this?
But how much did you charge me?
$99. So your past due payment from October, I'm changing that until June because it's not your fault that our system glitched. So I'm going to charge you one time $99 and then next month is free and you won't be charged again until August. So you'll go back to your same subscription that you have, $99 every other month, but I'm not going to charge you for the old payments that were missed. Only the current payment that's missed for June.
Okay, I can do now. Let's see.
Okay, good.
Oh, every day people call me a lot about it, but I always know.
Yeah, I respect that. There's a lot of scams going on. That's why I wanted to show you this so you're comfortable, because there's a lot of strange things going on. So as long as you can update it on your end, once you update it and you'll click on update at the bottom, then after that you can click on pay now.
But you know what? I may sell my business, and when I sell business, I can cancel, right?
Yes, yeah. You can cancel at any time. So, and a lot of people will use this program prior to selling a business because this is going to increase your purchase price, because that way you can show the new owner that you're getting a lot of people finding you on Google and they're going to want to buy your business, right? Because people are finding it.
Oh, actually, the car I have it right now, they have it only until, I don't have a new car yet. Next month.
Wow.
No. This month is okay, but next month. I may have to do another one.
Oh, a different card for next month. Okay. Well, now you know how to do it. You could come in here and update the card, or you can pay right now with the card you're going to use, and then you can update it to a different one for next month. But if you ever want to talk to me, Cindy, I'm going to text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. That way, if you ever wanted me to assist you, you can reach me directly. So I'm going to text you my direct phone number, too, right now, okay? That way you have it. And then let me know when you're done.
Only got me $99, right?
Correct. Only $99. I just texted you my direct line, too, so you have it.
How come please specific either first name and last name only or the company? I already put my first name, the name. I don't know why they're not.
Did you hit update at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's still showing on this
Let
end.
Let me see now. See how this unable to protect payment, please.
Yeah, it still says the visa ending in 2794. It didn't change it yet, so I don't understand. How does your name read on that card?
No. The card different. I already changed. Let's see.
No, but does it say Delight Hair Salon, or does it say Cindy Tran, or is there a middle name? Or
Cindy Tran.
Cindy Tran. And is the billing address 85 Grandwell Way, or is it different?
Yeah.
It's the same billing address?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the expiration month and year?
What?
The expiration date?
Oh, let me change the... I don't know. I just put my name just to not do it.
Okay. So what's the expiration date on the card?
July 22nd.
Oh, no. The new card that you're putting in.
Yeah,
or is it?
July 22nd.
Oh, so and is the code 493?
No, 294.
294, okay. And then what does this card end in?
3671.
3671?
Yeah, I can already, but it's still not.
Okay, it's not sticking. So 3671 is the last four digits. What about the four before that?
1600.
Okay, and the four before that?
1392.
And then the first four?
4802.
Okay, 4802. Okay, let me see. So I'm going to try to update it here. So it's 7 of 22 is the expiration and 294 on the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here, I'm going to update it. Oh, good. It's stuck on this end. You should be able to refresh your screen and see that I changed it to the visa ending in 3671. Oh, good. It's stuck. I actually checked. You can try it. You can try to hit pay now once you refresh the screen, or I can hit pay now on this end, whatever's easier for you.
Okay, you can do that. Okay, I have to go.
Okay, all right. Well, have a nice rest of your week, and you have my number if you need anything in the future, okay? All right, have a nice week. Bye-bye. Bye.